There's a lot going on at Wyoming's seven community colleges. Tuition hikes, a new funding formula, a budget crunch. The colleges are also poised to play a big role in the state's economic recovery. Wyoming lost more than 2% of its jobs last year, and just last week, nearly 500 coal workers were laid off in the Powder River Basin. Jim Rose is the executive director of the Wyoming Community College Commission. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrenk sat down with Dr. Rose and started by asking how community colleges will help retrain workers amid the downturn.
Two of our campuses, the campus in Douglas and the campus in Gillette College, stepped forward and basically they became the sites for these dislocated miners to apply for everything from unemployment insurance and see what their pension benefits were. It was a kind of one-stop place and in the communities that are really most affected. That was the immediate response of those two colleges. Longer term, Aaron, I think it's safe to say that our colleges are well acquainted with and have a history of stepping forward in these kind of situations and assisting in ways that bring more immediate opportunities for education and retooling and honing skills and maybe even developing new career choices by virtue of the programs they offer. And so community colleges, I think, are just known nationwide as being light on their feet and can put those things in place. If you're unemployed, your options in terms of how much you pay for all those kinds of opportunities for tuition and the related costs of attending post-secondary education, those have to factor in. So we're trying to be sensitive to that and see how can we assist, how can we provide the best response to these individuals as well as the state as a whole.
Most entities that rely on state funds are certainly facing budget reductions in coming years. Tell me what those reductions look like for Wyoming's community colleges and how those reductions might ultimately impact students.
Well, as you probably know, we've recently considered an increase in our tuition. So we voted to increase tuition by $6 per credit for resident students, which is not an insignificant increase, but it's one that we think is sufficiently modest to not negatively impact too many students. But that's really in direct response and in cooperation with the colleges who see their costs escalating and their revenue not necessarily keeping pace. What happened in this session, of course, with all the pressure of the economy and the doldrums, to say the least, if not in fact decline, we were looking at trying to accommodate reductions in our state aid budget of about $2.3 million from where we are now. In addition to that, the legislature has imposed a 1.5%, basically across-the-board increase to virtually all of state government, and that will have an additional impact. And I think some of the colleges are going to be more directly affected by declining enrollment, and their measures may actually be more austere than for some of the colleges whose enrollments have been a little more stable or maybe even modestly increased. I think the safe thing to say, however, is that conditions are not going to be the same for us for the foreseeable future. So we really are looking now at program efficiencies and the kinds of things that I think the colleges do periodically, but now those efforts and exercises have become even more salient in terms of making sure that we're operating as efficiently as possible while minimizing the effect on students.
You've mentioned before that affordability is a huge priority for the commission. With these increases, do colleges remain affordable in Wyoming?
Well, the policy we've had in place has been to compare ourselves to other states. And we basically use 15 Western states and we say, how do we compare with our, quote, comparators? The challenge has been we are so far below most of our comparators that you really have to wonder, well, are these even valid data? Is this even telling us anything? And so the commission has had an interest and the staff have had interest to try to say, okay, let's look at how we could really ascertain what's a fair amount for students to pay while still honoring the fact that the colleges are committed to having the students have as open and free access as possible.
Sure. And this you've kind of already spoken to in terms of mentioning that different colleges might be hit in different ways and might have to examine what's going on at their campuses more than others. But just as an example, I'd read that administrators at Northwest College project a $2.3 million shortfall in revenue for the 2016-2017 school year. How do you think Northwest College, but also the other colleges facing large shortfalls, will move forward, what their next steps will be?
You know, what really complicates this is we also receive significant revenue from property taxes in those seven counties. And Park County, where Northwest College is situated, is one of the counties that's going to have potentially one of the most serious declines in their overall ad valorem taxes, which affects the revenue. But one thing I can assure you is that every one of the colleges are still keeping at the forefront the benefit and welfare of their students. At the same time, we have a lot of investment in the human infrastructure. I mean, the faculty and staff at these institutions, many have served for decades. And so, you know, the whole idea of reduction in force and all those things are really, really difficult subjects to even broach. And so, you know, I don't think there's one formula. There's not going to be a silver bullet that one college will find and everybody will say, well, that's it. That's how we fix this. It's just we're going to have to tighten belts and work more strategically. But I think the colleges they're equal to the charge.
Jim Rose is Executive Director of the Wyoming Community College Commission. Jim, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Aaron. It was a pleasure.